This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ukrainian port city of Mariupol was relentlessly bombed and besieged by Russian forces for months before Russians took control. Local officials are now saying residents could be facing a threat from cholera and diseases due to poor sanitation. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In an interview with Ukrainian television, Mariupol City Executive Assistant Pedro Andrushenko said decomposing bodies and piles of garbage are contaminating drinking sources in the city, leaving residents vulnerable to cholera, dysentery, and other ailments. He said the Russian officials now running the city recently imposed a quarantine, though he did not elaborate on the measures taken, and his statement could not be independently verified. The city's exiled local leaders have also voiced concern on social media about the city's water supply and other sanitation issues. From a city council Telegram account, council members said spontaneous burials are still being carried out in almost every yard in Mariupol. Bodies are rotting under the rubble of hundreds of high-rise buildings, and that literally poisons the air. Public health experts have warned that warming weather and prolonged warfare could expose Ukraine, its soldiers and civilians, to infectious diseases, potentially ushering in a new phase of the conflict that forces authorities to contend with outbreaks of illness while fending off Russia's invasion. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A stalemate with Russia is not an option, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Britain's Financial Times newspaper on Tuesday, reiterating a plea for foreign help in the war. Ukraine's fierce resistance of Russia's all-out invasion of its neighbor led to a stalemate in parts of the country, with Moscow's refocusing its forces in the east. Quote, victory must be achieved on the battlefield, he said, as he repeated his call for Western military support. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., the son of a Buffalo, New York supermarket shooting victim is challenging Congress to act against what he calls the cancer of white supremacy in the nation's gun violence epidemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Garnell Whitfield Jr. wants to know what lawmakers are actually doing.
You elected to protect us.
Including his 86-year-old mom, whose life mattered.
Your actions here today will tell us how much it matters to you.
Whitfield's emotional testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee came as lawmakers like Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy worked to reach a bipartisan gun safety compromise.
We are not going to settle for a piece of legislation that just checks a box.
Murphy went to the White House to update President Biden on the talks, which focus on incremental policy changes that fall well short of sweeping steps like an assault weapons ban or universal background checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Africa on Tuesday said it was surprised at Irish budget airline Ryanair's backward profiling of passengers by giving them a pre-travel test in Afrikaans to prove they were legitimate passport holders. The airline has admitted it imposed a requirement for South Africans flying to Britain and Ireland to fill out a simple questionnaire issued in Afrikaans, quote, due to the high prevalence of fraudulent South African passports. Afrikaans is only one of 11 official languages in South Africa, spoken around 12% of the people, and played a controversial role in the oppression of black citizens during apartheid. A theater in Kiev has reopened its doors. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Putiel is welcoming back an audience for the first time since the Russian invasion, selling out its first three plays. The performers had wondered if spectators would come during wartime. Actor Kostya Tomliak says we're like cockroaches. We had a very bad experience of survival without money for 2 years during the coronavirus restrictions, and then it was necessary to learn how to live during the conflict. Referring to the Russian invasion, he says, you continue living, although you don't forget. After closing shortly after the invasion in February, Kiev cinemas and National Opera also reopened their doors at the end of May. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recapping our top story, the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol was relentlessly bombed and besieged by Russian forces for months before Russians took control. Now local officials say residents could be facing the threat of cholera and diseases due to poor sanitation. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.